are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
While roles are important and necessary for functioning in society and fulfilling responsibilities, they should not overshadow or dictate one's identity. Instead, one's identity in Christ should serve as a primary source of self-understanding and purpose, informing how they approach and fulfill their various roles in life. So we are going to be unpacking this perspective and understanding the difference between identity and roles. We are joined once again by Pastor Utete, who is joining us on the line. Mfundisi, good morning. How are you?
I'm very well. Good morning. How are you?
We are good, Pastor. Thank you so much for joining us once again.
I'm very well. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Indeed. Before we start, Mfundisi, I'm going to ask you that. Can you please do offer a word of prayer?
Let us close our eyes as we pray. Our Father in heaven, we want to thank you this morning once again for the gift of life and for the privilege on where we can discuss issues that pertain to our identity and our roles. We pray that your Spirit will guide and lead us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Mfundisi, we all have roles, you know, that we have, and sometimes they do get mixed with our identity, or they become our identity. I don't know. Some people, you know, whenever they're asked to introduce themselves, they'll start for, I'm a wife, I'm a mother. And then the pastors, they would say, I'm a husband of one wife. I'm like, okay, all right, we see you there. So, but then now, how does the role, such as the ones that have made examples of, you know, us being spouses, you know, being parents, being workers, you know, contribute to one's self of identity? And should we even draw a line of Mfundisi to yourself? Who are, when you introduce yourself, like, I'm a child of God, and not mention all of this fatherhood, motherhood, and the wife and husband situations, should we even draw a line?
Yes, I think that they should be a line drawn. Mm. Why? Because when we talk of identity, we talk of individuality, that which defines you. But like you were saying, most of us are now defined by the roles that we have. So it's very important for us to know and affect our identity. Like I said on the first day, that identity, it's more like a principle. Then role, it's more like a duty that one has to act. So we should not be defined by the duties that we have, but we should be defined by who we are. So attending to your question, a line should be really drawn to know who you are as an individual before we talk about the roles that we have. It is very important that we know that first and foremost, I'm a child of God, I'm a believer, and then others follow.
So when we have this roles, Mfundisi, that we play, so when now can the over-identification with roles lead to feelings of inadequacy or loss of self if those roles change or are no longer available? You know, now you're no longer a pastor, I'm no longer a wife. Does that, you know, affect the way I have been addressing myself or I have been introducing myself? Because now when they say, Zanella, come and speak, I'm no longer going to start with, I'm a wife to one husband and a mother, you know. Now it would be, I'm a mother, you know, even if I'm, or maybe I don't even use that phrase anymore. I just say, okay, I'm a broadcaster, and then that's it, you know. Does that really affect people?
It really affects. If there are any issues that we are dealing with these days in counseling sessions, these are very pertinent issues that we are dealing with, where one now no longer have that title, no longer have that role, and these lead people into stress and depression. So this subject that we're dealing with this week is very important that people should know that the things that we have, like roles, duties, they come and go. But our identity in Jesus should be permanent. If we're talking about heaven and the eternal life, There will be no roles of wife or husband. You will be just a child of God. So if we start to live as child of God today, we will not have problems when we get into other situations that comes along the way.
Mfundisi, yesterday we spoke about God's child. I'm on loudspeaker. There's a feedback, Mfundisi, if you can remove me from loudspeaker. Okay, that's better, thank you. So yesterday we spoke about, you know, being God's children, being a God's child, understanding that. So if I were now to really understand that I am a child of God, would that help with these roles that we use as identification? That if indeed those roles are no longer there, but I still am content and understand, because I have now understood that I am a child of God, meaning that it would not affect me that much, because for lack of a better word, I have this cushion that is being a child of God as an identity that I fall to onto.
Yes, that's another issue also that also we need to be careful of, because if being a child of God doesn't give you self-worthy, and you find your worthy in what you do, in what you have acquired, then being a child of God doesn't mean anything. So it is very important that being a child of God should be the one that overrides all other roles, because it gives you royalty, it gives you authority, because when we talk of being a child of God, we are talking about being related, having a relationship with the one that has made everything, and our existence depends on him. So other roles that people can acquire and can have, even having a lot of money, tomorrow you wake up without anything. So, but being a child of God still remains.
Okay, so when we go to scripture, Mfundisi, do we find passages that teach us to rely or be understand our identity as children of God and treasure that most than the roles in our earthly identities that we have?
Yes, the scriptures has a lot of references on how it is important to be a child of God. Psalm chapter 20, verse 7 says, some trust in horses, some trust in chariots, but we will remember the name of the Lord, meaning that horses can die, chariots can vanish, but the name of the Lord, the identity that we carry, lasts forever. So it is important that we have this identity as a way of life.
So as we come to a closing point, how can we now as individuals maintain a healthy balance between fulfilling our roles and nurturing our identity in Christ? Here I am nurturing my identity in Christ, but I also balance it with the fact that I'm a mother, I'm a wife, I'm a sister, you know, maybe someone is a pastor out there. How then do we balance such?
Wherever it's required for one to be a wife, that's where it matters to say, I'm a wife. Wherever it requires for one to be called a pastor or with a title to be called a CEO, that's where it matters. But overall, in places where it is not required, it is just important to say, I'm a child of God. And that will help us. That will help us not to be in danger when some unfortunate incidents of life happens. You lose your job, you divorce, you still have your self-worth because you know what is important for you, because roles come and go.
Indeed. Mfundisi, please do pray for us that we may embrace and you know, nurture our identity in Christ, and we also balance it, you know, with our earthly roles, because they are there. You know, we can't just get rid of them. So if you can pray for us, Mfundisi.
Thank you. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we want to thank you once again for the privilege of prayer. We thank you for an important subject. Most of us have been overclouded with the roles that you have blessed us with. And some of us, we cannot be identified with you, but we are identified by the roles that you have given us. How much we pray that you help us to balance and to know what we should put first so that we live a life that pleases you and that pleases all those around us. We thank you for you have heard, and we know that you have answered. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Mfundisi, thank you so much. May you have yourself a blessed day.
Thank you. Blessings.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.